Businesses may be targeted by Iranian cyber attacks.
Most companies are not really prepared for nation-state warfare against them.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. Intelligence and security experts say there's a real risk of cyber attacks on U.S. businesses. It'll be as retaliation for a U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian official, Qasem Soleimani. It's not exactly clear, though, how this new front in warfare could play out. It could be a big, bold attack on symbolic targets like government websites or the power grid, which Iran then openly claims responsibility for. Or attacks could be much more subtle. They could be damaging and not immediately apparent. Cybersecurity consultant Mark Rash says that roughly 80% of what we consider critical infrastructure for keeping the economy going, so things like banks as well as energy, telecommunication and transport companies, are in the private sector.
The most important thing right now for the U.S. government is to share whatever threat intelligence it has with the private sector. If it has specific information about what targets Iran is looking at, what preparatory activities it has, how it intends to launch an attack, from what countries it will launch the attacks, even if that information is highly classified operational information, that information needs to be shared discreetly with the people who are at risk of being attacked. The second thing is that companies need to have continuous monitoring of their threats, continuous monitoring of their infrastructure. They need to make sure that they have robust backups, robust defenses, and survivability.
How well protected are entities, businesses in the U.S. against this type of attack?
Most companies are not really prepared, and it's unreasonable to expect them to be so. After 9/11, a lot of companies were stationing armed guards outside their facilities, and that happened for a few weeks or maybe even a few months. But it's unreasonable to expect that level of scrutiny and defense all the time. So what we focused on now is, instead of preventing an attack, what we've done fairly good job of within some sectors is what's called resilience. And that is recognizing that these entities may be attacked and coming up with mechanisms for them to survive an attack and be a little bit more robust.
What is the absolute worst case scenario here? Do we really want to know?
Well, the United States is heavily dependent on its critical infrastructure and its cyber infrastructure. And so being able to take out that infrastructure, even for a short period of time, would be tremendously damaging to the United States economy. On the other hand, even the worst cyber attack that we've ever had hasn't been nearly as disruptive as, say, a standard size blizzard, which costs us hundreds of millions of dollars to respond to, but we survive them every winter.
Is there any precedent? What do we know about the way that Iran has acted in the past?
Typically, in the past, when Iran has been attacked, it has responded in a way that directly counters the attack. So when U.S. banks imposed sanctions on Iran, the Iranian government attacked those financial institutions specifically. When there were questions about Saudi oil embargoes or failure to buy oil from Iran, they attacked those particular institutions. So these were relatively targeted attacks at identifiable institutions rather than a broad-based disruptive attack.
And of course, famously, this has worked the other way. Americans and allies have targeted Iranian facilities with cyber attacks.
Right. The U.S. attack on cyber attacks on Iranian facilities have tended to be aimed at specific results, for example, corrupting centrifuges that are used to enhance nuclear capabilities. And they've been low and slow and deliberate over a period of time and non-attributable. So those are the kinds of attacks that we use our cyber offensive capabilities for as well.
Lawyer Mark Rash there, he's a former Department of Justice cybersecurity prosecutor. Of course, businesses and their budgets are reasonably well prepared for blizzards. He says the same should be true for cyber attacks. And now for some related links. We'll point you to the alert put out by the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. There's some advice on there on what to do if you're concerned that you or your company could be vulnerable, and also how to report incidents. There's information on that document about previous attacks where Iranian state actors were suspected too. The Stuxnet worm, infiltrating and damaging Iran's uranium-enriching centrifuges, revealed in 2010, is one of the most sophisticated cyber attacks to date. Forbes has details on how that played out and why it seems clear that the US, or at the very least a well-developed nation-state, was behind it. Its story is headlined, "The Iran Cyber Warfare Threat, Everything You Need to Know." So lots of other useful information in there too. And we'll have more on Iran's cyber attack record and what businesses are doing to prepare on the Marketplace Morning Report. We'll link you over to that at marketplacetech.org. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hello to 2020 and to all the new marketplace investors who joined us before the end of the decade. Thank you for being part of this community of donors who believe in the importance of trustworthy, independent news and information. It's your ongoing support that keeps us strong and helps make people smarter everywhere. Thanks again and Happy New Year.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.